你为我哋传讲神嘅信息，题目系施恩之手。
Pastor David will bring us God's message for today with the title "Hand of Grace."
我们先
向主祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we ask now that you would be gracious to us.
求你向我们施恩。
Lord, that your Spirit would enable us.
求你的灵帮助我们。
To hear and to understand.
聆听明白。
And more importantly, Lord, to obey.
更重要的是去顺服。
That our lives might be glorifying to you.
以致我们的生命可以荣耀你。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen. God tells us in Psalm 139.
神在诗篇139篇告诉我们。
For you form my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you.For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well.
我的肺腑是你所造的。我在母腹中，你已覆庇我。我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可为。你的作为奇妙，这是我深知道的。
The human body
人的身体
is uniquely complex.
是个复杂性是独一无二的。
Every part has a purpose.
每一个部分都有个目的。
And its individual function.
同埋有自己嘅功能。
And they are all interrelated.
佢都系互相关联。
Dependent upon one another.
系互相依赖。
It's been said that we have five senses.
据说我哋系有五个感官。
Sight, hearing, smell, touch, and taste.
视觉、听觉、嗅觉。触觉同埋味觉。
And often, if we lose one of our senses,
咁好多时如果我哋失去咗一个嘅感觉
，the other senses make up for it.
咁另外啲感觉咧就会补充。
They try to compensate for that lost sense.
就去补充嗰个失去咗嘅感觉。
But also in the opposite direction.
咁相反嘅亦都系咁样。
The loss of one sense
有一个感官失去咗嘅时候
，can also impact the remaining senses.
亦都会影响咗其他嘅感官。
And so we find in this passage of Mark.
咁我哋喺马可福音呢段经文里边睇到。
A man who is deaf.
一个耳聋嘅人。
And we see that his deafness affected his speech.
咁我哋睇到佢嘅听力系影响咗佢嘅言语嘅能力。
It tells us therefore he had a speech impediment.
咁话俾我哋听佢系结舌嘅。
Now this man's needs were physical.
咁呢個人嘅需要係身體上嘅
，and it's something therefore easily identifiable，
係好容易俾我哋認出嚟。
And when we see this man who's is therefore deaf and unable really to speak，
咁我哋睇到呢一個耳聾舌結嘅人
，we're troubled to see someone like that。
咁我哋就係會感到好不安嘅。
I think whenever we encounter people that have a handicap。
就係當我哋遇到有殘疾嘅人，
we feel for them。
我哋都好為到佢哋傷心。
Now I know most of us would be saddened if we were saddled with that infirmity like this man。
咁我哋知道，如果我哋大部分人咧，好似呢個人咁樣有呢啲嘅殘疾咧，我哋都會好傷心。
It's hard to imagine going through life with a handicap。
好難去想像點樣有咁樣嘅殘障，點樣去過生活。
Imagine being born with that handicap.
想象系出世就系咁样。
You know, with a handicap, we are required to learn how to live with that handicap.
咁我哋有呢啲嘅残疾咧，我哋就要学习去点样去过生活。
To adjust our lives.
去适应呢一啲嘅生活。
And there are many infirmities that people have in life.
咁喺人嘅生命里边都有好多唔同嘅弱点。
But there's an infirmity that most of us don't realize we have.
咁有一啲係我哋係唔知道自己有嘅。
And there's an infirmity that we can't touch or see.
有些我們是看不到、摸不到的。
It's not something that affects our hearing, our taste, or our smell.
亦都不會影響到我們的聽力、嗅覺。
In Psalm 51 it says,
在詩篇51章這樣說,
Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me.
我是在罪孽裡生的, 在我母親懷胎的時候就有了罪。
This infirmity that we all are born with,
這個疾病是我們一出生就有的,
and we'll bear it until we die.
我們是一直有, 直到我們死。
It will lead us to death.
就是會帶我們去死亡,
unless it is treated.
除非我們要去醫治。
We are all born with sin.
我們出生就是有罪。
But see, sin is something that's not necessarily noticeable.
罪不是一定是可以認得出來那麼明顯的。
We can't even identify all the sins sometimes
有時我,
in our lives.
有時我們都不可以認到看到我們生命裡面的罪。
And sin remains hidden
罪是繼續的隱藏,
until we see the symptoms show up in our lives.
直到我們看到有些症狀出來,
and that might only happen occasionally.
這可能都是偶然間會發生的事。
You know, like many cancers,
好像很多的, 癌症,
they can remain undetected for a long time.
就可以很長時間都不會被發現。
And sometimes you only stumble upon it when you have a, you know, medical checkup.
有時是你偶然的去體檢的時候發現了。
But however, some cancers are not that easily detected.
有些癌症是不太容易去發現的。
And we don't know it's there until it spreads throughout the body.
我們不知道有, 直到是擴散到全身。
When it's too late for it to be treated.
在那個時候, 治療已經為期已晚。
Like my eldest son,
好像我的大仔,
Joseph,
明恩,
he had x-rays taken.
他都做過 X-ray 檢查,
he had MRIs.
都做過磁共振,
but nothing was found.
都找不到有什麼事。
The doctors did not find any sign of a cancer.
醫生找不到有任何癌症的症狀。
But he died because of that cancer.
但是就因為這樣他過世。
It was never detected.
都是一直都沒有發現到。
It wasn't found until they did after he died.
直到他去世之後才發現。
Sin is like that.
罪就是這樣。
It's insidious.
是很隱密的。
It grows until it affects the entire person.
是一直的生長, 直到影響到整個人。
Sin's real effect is not realized until after death.
罪的真正的影響是到死亡之後才實現的。
In James chapter 1 it tells us,
雅各書第一章這樣告訴我們,
then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death.
私欲既懷了胎就生出罪來，罪既長成就生出死來。
One thing about this infirmity, this sin,
這個疾病，這個罪,
this result of sin is death.
結果就是死亡。
There is no escape from it.
是無可避免的。
There's no way unless it is identified.
是無可避免, 除非是被認出來。
Once identified, we need to therefore treat it properly.
認出來之後, 我們需要去合適的去醫治。
So that we may be healed.
以致我們可以得到醫治。
And so as we look at this passage in Mark,
當我們看這段馬可福音這段經文,
we see that the news of Jesus' return from Tyre,
我們聽到, 我們看到, 耶穌從推羅回來這個消息,
very often we see that when that happens, there's a great crowd that gathers around Jesus.
很多時當這些事情發生的時候, 就會有一大群人去到耶穌那裡。
So the friends of this deaf man,
這個聾子的朋友,
must have heard about Jesus coming back.
可能就是聽到耶穌回來。
And so they bring this deaf man to Jesus.
所以他們就將這個聾子帶到耶穌面前。
And Jesus' reputation probably was very widespread by then.
耶穌行神蹟的這個聲望可能已經是廣泛流傳的了。
He was known for performing miracles and healing.
他就是人家知道他是會有可以行神蹟可以醫治。
Now, we don't know if these friends or this deaf man had any faith in Jesus Christ. But they must have had some belief that Jesus could heal this deaf man. Now, maybe to them, they just thought that Jesus was some a miracle healer.
对他们来说, 可能耶稣就是一个神迹的治疗师。
We don't know exactly.
我们不是很清楚。
But no matter what, they brought this deaf man to Jesus.
但是无论如何, 他们就是将这个聋子带到耶稣面前。
And one of the wonderful things about Jesus is that he never disappoints those who come to him.
这就是耶稣从来都不会去, 令来到他面前的人失望。
Matthew 11 says,
马太福音11章这样说,
And Jesus answered them, Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them, and blessed is the man, as the one who is not offended by me.
耶稣回答说：你们去，把所听见、所看见的事告诉约翰，就是瞎子看见瘸子行走、长大麻风的得洁净，聋子听见死人复活，穷人有福音传给他们。凡不因我跌倒的，就有福了。
See, John the Baptist, when he was arrested,
施洗约翰是被捉拿。
He wanted to confirm the identity of Jesus. He wanted to make sure that Jesus was that Messiah promised by God. And so he sent his disciples to question Jesus. And we see in Jesus' answer, he reveals the nature and character of the promised Messiah.
他就是揭示了所应许的尼赛亚的本质和特征。
That he would bring physical healing to those affected by sin.
就是会将那些因罪影响到有身体疾病的人。
And so very often we attribute our handicap to physical causes.
很多时我们就是将我们的残疾, 会认为是身体物质上的,
And we don't realize and understand the impact that sin has upon all of creation. And often, therefore, even as Christians misunderstand this, the impact of sin in their lives. Romans chapter 7. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but I do the evil I do not want. That is what I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but the sin that dwells within me.
我也知道在我里头。 就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志行善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。故此，我所愿意的善我反不做，我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。若我去做所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。The
Apostle Paul is speaking here.
使徒保罗这样讲。
And he speaks about his own life.
讲到他自己的生命。
And it describes to us as Christians that we need to realize
就是描述我们基督徒应该明白的,
that as long as we live on this earth,
当我们还活在世上的时候,
we will be constantly struggling with sin.
我们是不断地与罪恶去争战。
We are not free of the effects of sin in our lives.
我们的生命里面不会从罪里面真正的影响里面得释放。
Although the believer's spirit is free from the bondage of sin and the control of sin, but our bodies, our flesh, are still distorted by sin. And see, sin's distortion brings us the diseases of our, in our lives.
And
the effect of sin upon our bodies is that we will
die. No
matter how hard man tries to live forever,
our
bodies will
die.
So don't be surprised about the sin that still remains in your bodies.
The sin
that shows up every now and then. For some of us, more often than we would like. Take for instance,
比如,
the pride that remains in us. And how do we know that pride remains in us? We can tell because of the lack of accountability that we have in our lives. Accountability to one another in Christ. How we respond to people trying to help us. How easily we get offended. When someone tries to remind us of what God has called us to do. That we take offense. And when we do that, our pride gets in the way of the body of Christ being able to grow closer together in faith. So when someone comes to you and says, I haven't seen you in worship for a while. How have you been doing?
你情况怎样啊?
Sometimes our first response is,
有时我们第一个回应就是,
we get taken back.
退后一步,
you know, why are you picking on me?
为什么你针对我啊?
Don't like to be held accountable because our pride doesn't allow it.
我们不想负责任, 因为我们的罪, 我们的骄傲不给我们。
Are we open to the love of one another?
那我们是不是敞开的去相爱呢?
Let us be careful. That's not, that love is not to be abused.
我们要知道我们的爱心不是要去虐待。
That when we do think, hold each other accountable, it's out of our love for one another. And so, when those things come up, how do you respond?
You
know, those bouts of anger we have, when we encounter difficult situations in our lives, and when things don't go the way we want it to go or the way we prayed for it, that selfishness that arises in us, that causes us to seek our own way of doing things. Now, when we seek our own comfort, therefore, and our own convenience, especially when we encounter or approach with the needs of the church to carry out the work of God. We thank God that we have 50 kids in our sail club this year. I thank God even more for that we have 30 workers willing to take out 2 weeks to help work with the kids.
我们有30个 弟兄姊妹愿意将两个星期的时间拿出来侍奉神。
We have over 140, 50 people sitting here now.
我们这里有140, 150人，是吧？坐在这里。
How many of you are willing to take out 2 weeks of your precious vacation time to come and work with those children?
我们有多少人是愿意将我们两个星期的宝贵的假期可以拿出来
to minister to these children who need to hear the wonderful news of Jesus Christ. Are we only expecting those who, who are not working to come?
或者我哋淨係期望嗰啲唔使翻工嗰啲人嚟做，係咪？
For everyone else, it's too much of a sacrifice.
因為其他人對其他人嚟講咧係太大一個犧牲，係咪？
Are we asking too much for you to sacrifice?
我哋要你去犧牲係咪太過分咧？
Compare to the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made for you.
比較下基督為你所作嘅犧牲。
As he went to the cross, dying, nailed to that cross to pay for this.Your sins.
他在十字架上被钉去受死，是为了你的罪。
Too much to ask. 2 weeks.
两个星期要求你，是不是太多呢？
You know, there's many things that God has called us to do.
神呼召我们做很多的事情。
You know, working with children is not just for sale club.
侍奉小孩子亦都唔系净系暑期班嘅事。
You know, Jesus said to his disciples when they wanted to keep the children away from him, he said, "Let them come."
当耶稣嘅门徒要啲细路仔离开嘅时候，耶稣话让小孩子嚟到我面前。
Well, the kingdom of God belongs to those like them.
因为神嘅国度系属于好似佢哋咁样嘅人。
Ministry to children that, no matter how young.To hear the good news of Jesus Christ.
无论他们几年轻的小朋友，他们都需要听到耶稣基督的福音。
We have needs for children Sunday school teachers.
我们需要儿童主日学的教师。
Things of commitment to do so week in and week out.
我们要每一个星期都是要去委身这样去做。
Are you willing to do so?
你愿不愿意呢？
Sacrifice.
犧牲。
Don't let the sin in us keep us from doing what is glorifying to God.
唔好让我哋里边嘅罪令到我哋唔可以去做荣耀神嘅事。
We are fortunate that our Lord Jesus Christ has put our needs above His needs.
好彩我哋嘅主耶稣基督将我哋嘅需要摆喺佢自己嘅需要之上。
Romans chapter 7 it says.
罗马书第七章咁样讲。
Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin.
我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我的肉体却顺服罪的律了。
See that terrible inclination we have in our sinful nature, the remains in our bodies.
我哋睇我哋里边嘅自私嘅倾向。
That sinful selfishness that we have.
呢个充满罪嘅自私。
We are free from it by the power of God through Jesus Christ.
藉住神嘅能力。透过耶稣基督，我哋可以得胜。
As He has given to all believers His Spirit that dwells in our hearts.
因为佢嘅灵系住喺每一个信徒嘅心里边。
God's grace is indispensable in our lives.
神嘅恩典喺我哋嘅心，喺我哋嘅生活里边系不可缺或缺嘅。
And believers must rely upon the Spirit of God and His grace each and every day.
我哋每一日都要需要神嘅恩典。
We need to begin our day.Calling upon the grace of God for the rest of our lives.
我哋每一日嘅开始，我哋都需要神嘅恩典去帮助我哋余下嚟嘅生命。
We can't afford to just seek out God's grace when we face some trouble.
我哋唔可以话净系有问题、有困难嘅时候先要寻求神嘅恩典。
Because we always are in need of God's grace.
因为我哋一定时常都系需要神嘅恩典。
And so, therefore, as we live in this body on this earth.
所以当我们在这个身体在地上活着的时候
We will be never freed from that need.
我们就不会是不需要这个的需要
And the good news that we have
那我们好消息就是
That when we die, when this body dies
当我们这个身体死亡的时候
We will actually be freed from the power of sin and death in our lives
我们就会 從罪嘅權勢裏邊，我哋生命裏邊嘅權勢裏邊真正得釋放。
But even then, we still need the healing power of God's grace.
就喺嗰個時候，我哋都需要神大能嘅醫治。
Because we will see it and receive it in the very presence of our Lord in our lives.
因為我哋就會喺耶穌基督與我哋嘅生命一齊。
And so now, as we go back to this deaf man,
咁我哋而家睇翻呢一個聾人。
Jesus addresses him in the manner that he needs.
耶稣是用一个他需要的方法来到去医治他。
It tells us he touched his ears, put his finger in his ears.
他就是用个手指去触摸他的耳朵。
And then it says, after spitting, I assume that he spit on his hands.
那他都是吐口水在他的手上。
And then he went.
然后呢就这样。
And he touched that man's lips.
然后摸个人嘅舌头。
How many of us would be welcome to that?
我哋有几多人系欢迎咁样做嘅咧
？I tell you what, we can do it now. We can practice.
你可以试下嘅。
Anybody want to volunteer?
有冇人想试咧
？Yeah, I mean that way that Jesus did that.
耶稣咁样做嘅方式
，is not necessarily comfortable.And for many of us, we think it's somewhat repulsive.
或者好多人都覺得係好惡心。
You know, one thing about God's way of helping us.
咁神幫助我哋嘅方式咧
？It always comes according to His way and His will.
係根據佢嘅旨意，佢嘅方式。
And it's not necessarily something that's acceptable in our eyes.
唔一定係我哋可以，我哋嘅眼，我哋可以接受嘅。
In John chapter 6, it says,
約翰福音第六章咁講。
Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day.
吃我肉、喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他復活。
This was a hard saying for those who were following Jesus.
當時跟隨耶穌的人對他們來說是一個很嚴厲的說
法。And after hearing this, many turned away.
聽到這樣之後，很多人就轉身離開。
They no longer follow Jesus.
他們不再跟隨耶穌。
The help that God provides for us,
神所提供給我們的幫助,
will always meet our need.
是一定會適合我們的需要。
It will always be good and effective.
一定是美善的、有效的。
But not necessarily in the way we want it.
但是不一定是我们想要的方式。
God's answer
神的答案
is often contrary to human reasoning and logic.
很多时候都是跟人的逻辑和推理相反的。
Now this presents a danger.
这个就是有一个危险了。
That sometimes it will cause us to turn away from God's answer to our needs.
有時就令到我們會轉身離開神對向我們需要的答案。
Well, we'll try to figure out a way that we like.
我們要找一個我們喜歡的方法。
No. I don't know, having Jesus put his hands and a finger in that man's ear.
好像耶穌將手指插到那人的耳朵裡面。
And spitting upon him is disgusting.
然后口水吐落佢嗰度，好似系好恶心。
Does God's way will it make you look for different help?
神嘅方法有冇令到你要去别处揾你嘅帮助咧
？See, we often associate God's grace when things go our way.
好多时当事情发生好似我哋所期望嘅咁样，我哋就话呢个系神嘅恩典。
When we find that God's answering our prayers.
我哋话神应许我哋嘅祈祷。
But see, God's grace is much more comprehensive than that.
但系神嘅恩典系比呢啲嘅更全面。
God's grace is not narrowed by our understanding.
神嘅恩典唔系局限于我哋狭窄嘅理解。
And it's by God's grace that He orders everything around us.
系神嘅恩典让一切喺我哋周围发生。
In Genesis chapter 50, it says.
创世记五十章咁样讲。
As for you, you meant evil against me.But God meant it for good to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today.
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保存许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
You know, Joseph was sold by his brothers.
约瑟被他的兄弟卖。
And that you might consider a bad thing, be sold into slavery.
你觉得这个应该是一个坏事，他被卖成为奴隶。
But Joseph's answer and understanding.
但是约瑟的回应和他所明白的。
That even when evil is directed at us,
就算是, 罪恶是针对我们,
God's grace will bring it about for our good.
神的恩典都会令他成为对我们是有益处的。
The grace of God works out all things for good.
神的恩典是令万事互相效力,
now, good is not necessarily our understanding of good.
所以这个好,
but God's good will always be for, good for us.
但是神的好,
in every sense of the word,
是在这个词里面的每一个含义,
whether we understand it or not.
无论我们明白还是不明白,
in 2 Corinthians 12, it says,
哥林多后书12章这么说,
but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
他对我说,我的恩典够你用的,因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全,所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱,好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
So when God tells us His grace is sufficient for us,
当神告诉我们,
it means that it's not just enough.
意思就是不单只是够用,
it's more than enough.
而是绰绰有余。
And grace therefore accounts for our disobedience to His commands.
神的恩典甚至可以覆盖我们的不顺服。
You see, in this passage, Jesus instructs those who were around his miracle that he performed, and he tells them to keep quiet, not to tell anybody else. The people did not obey. In fact, they did the very opposite. You know, they gave a witness to everyone they came across about the miracle that Jesus had performed on this blind, this deaf man.
他们遇到那些人里面跟他们说耶稣医治了这个聋子。
And it describes their witnessing as being very zealous.
他们的见证是很热心的。
In other words, they could not give any more energetic witness to what Jesus had done.
这里说到他们是越发的传扬开去。
So their disobedience thwart the grace of God, the commands of God.
所以就是他们不信服神的吩咐。
And so we see their witness gives rise to the people's astonishment of what happened.
但是他们的见证就让人起来看到他们所惊讶他们所宣告的。
And it tells us that people therefore says, he does all things well.
所以人们就说他所做的事都好。
So God's grace takes into account our disobedience.
所以神的恩典都包括在我们的,
and He brings about glory for Himself, for Jesus Christ.
在我们的不信服里面,
now, I think we would expect that if we saw that miracle today, we would give praise to God.
那我们是不是如果我们今天都见到这个神迹的时候，我们都会赞美神呢?
Would that be our response?
那我们是不是会有这样的回应呢?
It's a logical explanation that they would do so.
或者是有没有一个逻辑的解释呢?
For them, it's truly a miracle.
对于他们来说就是一个神迹。
I wouldn't be surprised though, some of us might say, oh, maybe some advances in medicine that was able to do that.
如果我们当中有些人说可能是因为医学的昌明有什么新技术啫, 我都不会奇怪。
But remember when this happens.
但是你要记住当这些事发生的时候,
it comes right after the Pharisees has tried to discredit Jesus.
就是那些法利赛人尝试要抹黑耶稣。
The Pharisees have already started putting doubt into the people's mind.
法利赛人已经将这些怀疑摆在人的思想里面了。
To doubt Jesus' uprightness.
去怀疑耶稣的公义。
And we live in a world filled with Pharisees.
咁我哋现今嘅世界亦都系充满法利赛人。
Hopefully we're not among those who have that skeptical spirit.
希望我哋唔系有嗰啲怀疑嘅人。
You know, every other religion in the world,
世界上的其他所有的宗教,
they try to say that you can only be saved by your own efforts.
他们都说你要, 通过自己的行为, 自己的努力去得救,
because that's what they think.
因为他们就是这么想,
very much like the Pharisees.
就好像法利赛人一样,
that by their own efforts they will be saved.
就是藉着自己的能力, 自己的努力可以得救。
And we're tempted to think that way.
我们都是有时候这么想。
And so when things don't go our way,
当事情发生是我们所期望的,
especially in the way we pray for,
特别是我们祈求得到的,
you know, how many times have we heard people say, I prayed for it, but it didn't happen?
我们很多时候都听到人说我祈祷了但是没有发生。
Somehow God didn't answer for some reason.
就是神没有回答我的祈祷。
And so they doubt that God actually hears. Actually, they even doubt that there is a God.
他们就怀疑神有没有听到, 甚至怀疑到底有没有神啊?
Do we need a miraculous healing to believe that there is a God?
我们需不需要, 是不是需要一个奇迹的医治才相信那里有神呢?
That we would give a zealous witness to God.
我们才能够热心地去为神作见证呢?
It's only when we have a physical need that God heals that we can give a zealous witness for God.
是不是当我们有身体的需要的时候而神医治了的时候我们才会热心去为神作见证呢?
All believers, haven't you experienced the miraculous healing of God?
所有信徒都经历了神奇妙的医治。
Have you not experienced the forgiveness of your sins in Jesus Christ?
你有没有经历耶稣基督赦免你的罪呢?
Have you not experienced the freedom of the bondage and control of sin in your lives?
你有没有经历了罪在你里面的捆绑得释放呢?
Isn't that enough?
这个够不够呢?
You should be more zealous than that man that had only deafness in his ears and affecting his speech.
你应该比那个耳聋舌结的人更加的热心。
That we should have the zeal to share the wonderful news of Christ in our lives to all those that we come across.
我们应该对我们所遇见的人分享耶稣在我们生命上的工作。
You'll be surprised how God will use that.
你会很奇妙神是怎样用你。
The hand of God is more than enough.
恩典的手是绰绰有余。
His grace is more.
他的恩典是绰绰有余。
What more impetus, what more motivation do you need?
我们还需要什么更多的动力呢?
See the dangers that believers encounter.
信徒所面对的危险就是,
especially as I look at our congregation now.
特别是我看看我们现在的会众,
the danger that we face in our affluence.
我们所面对的危险就是我们的富裕。
Now we might not be truly greatly affluent.
我们或者不是很富足。
We're not you know, multi-millionaires. But we're affluent enough that we are in danger of resting on upon our comfort and convenience in our lives. And our affluence distracts us from seeing the needs. That we need to be on constant guard against the sin that still remains in us. And we easily rest upon this misguided and misunderstood idea that we're already saved by God's grace and that's enough. That's all I have to do. I've been saved.
我已经得救了,
and it's good enough.
足够了,
and all we hear from the Word of God is like some water off a duck's back.
我们听到神的话语的时候呢,
you ever heard that expression, water off a duck's back?
有没有听过水过鸭背?
You know, the water just slides off the back, the feathers.
那些水就是流过,
God made it that way so that the duck doesn't really get wet. The water never penetrates into the duck's body. That's the same thing, so how often it happens to us with God's word that's being preached to us. The word of God never penetrates into our souls. It doesn't touch our hearts. It doesn't touch our lives. It just slides off our back. Matter of fact, it doesn't even get in one ear and out the other. It didn't make it in. We need to hear the Lord's words. And to see the work that needs to be done. And if that still has no effect upon us, and as we just sit through the preaching of God's word, and as you sit here, and you find a whole bunch of things to criticize, because I'm not the best preacher in the world, nowhere near, and we think of some excuse to ignore what we just heard, now, of course, we're too polite. We never will outright say we ignore what God has told us. But we easily become forgetful. It's amazing if I ask after this, everybody leaves today, what the message is about, how many people will recall that message? We become forgetful.
Or we
become too busy. Or too tired. There's two something, one something or another. That what God asks of us to do, we do not do. The wonderful news is, God's hand of grace is more than enough. It can overcome our reluctance and our apathy. The Spirit of Christ can overcome all obstacles, even ourselves. How great is the grace of God? Is the grace of Christ evident in your life? How many of us right now would be willing to be held accountable to one another? That you're willing to hear someone to call you out and saying you're not following after God's call to you. That is the body of Christ. Living for Christ. Ministering in His name. To do it together. What a powerful witness that would be for the world around us. The grace of Christ in our lives. Let's spend a moment in silent prayer before the Lord. As we ask the Lord to help to examine our hearts, to see the evidence of His grace in our lives as we live it day by day. Please follow me as I pray. As we pray for the Spirit to help examine our hearts. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, you know our hearts. It is filled with much much iniquity.
And
we ask, Lord, to help us to see those.
And
that as we would see them, that we would seek your grace.
Lord,
forgive us for those sins that remain in us. Forgive us, O Lord, not willing to come under your authority. To be held accountable by you and by those around us that you have put into our lives. Forgive us. Help us, O Lord, by your Spirit that we will seek out those who we will be accountable to. That we would be open and honest to receive help. We ask, O Lord, that together we would be able to glorify your name. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's continue our worship of our Lord by responding.